GOP Speaker Mike Johnson, Democrats should end sanctuary city secession policies. By Neil Monroe on November 10, 2023. House GOP legislators will use their clout in the year-end funding fights to push to end Democrat city secession from the nation's immigration laws. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, told the New York Post. I'm certain that will be one of our proposals. And it should, the GOP's new House leader told the newspaper. The Democrats' so-called sanctuary cities create no-go zones for federal immigration laws, including the laws requiring the deportation of illegals. The city's secession from federal law also creates havens for illegal migrants, spikes crime against Americans, and also allows employers to cut wages, spike rents, and sideline millions of working Americans. The GOP demand for ending sanctuary city policies is underlined by the Democrats' demands that taxpayers pay $5 billion to the cities for their self-inflicted costs of housing illegal migrants, Johnson said. Related, Mayor Eric Adams heads to Mexico, NYC migrant crisis at breaking point. The idea that you would maintain a sanctuary city status and then cry out to the federal government for assistance in what you've done is, to me, unconscionable, he said. Johnson also made sure to blame President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, for the vast damage done to ordinary Americans by inviting a flood of illegal migrants. What he has done is just inexcusable, because these are policy decisions. His flood is terribly destructive to our country in so many ways. 6 million people plus have been apprehended at the border, 1.7 million getaways. Fentanyl has just led to an absolute catastrophe. The leading cause of death is overdoses for Americans aged 18 to 49. Human trafficking, enriching the cartels, it goes on and on and on. And all of that traces back to their policy decisions. So far, Johnson's caucus of House Republicans is making progress as the legislators push for passage of the GOP's H.R. 2 Immigration Stabilization Bill. For example, the Senate's establishment GOP leadership has endorsed valuable but limited reforms to immigration policy because of populist pressure from the House GOP amid the end-of-year budget negotiations. Democrats oppose significant changes, but they know their Mayorkas migration is threatening the electability of the many Democrats, even in deep blue states. Johnson's clout is boosted by recent polls which show that immigration is now the top issue for Republican voters and that a clear majority of swing state voters support a border wall. Related, caravan of migrants progress north through Tapachula, Mexico, towards U.S. border. But GOP donors and their pollsters want more migrant workers, consumers, and customers, and even as nearly all GOP voters want a sharp reduction in migration. This deep divide ensures that business-backed establishment Republican politicians prefer to talk loudly about the border chaos so they can quietly ignore the vast pocketbook and economic damage caused by migration throughout the United States. Since 2021, Mayorkas has used his various catch-and-release loopholes to invite roughly 6 million southern illegals into the United States, alongside at least 4 million legal immigrants and legal visa workers.